Mishnah Yomi, we're learning Maseches Brachos. We're in the seventh perek, which discusses the laws of Zimun. And so we're up to the third Mishnah, Ketzad Mizamnin. So how exactly does this Zimun look like? What is its structure? Begimo Omer Nevarech. When you have three people who have gathered together to create a Zimun, the one leading the Zimun says, Nevarech, let us bless Hashem. Begimo Vahu. If there are four people, so the one leading the Zimun, Omer Baruch Hu, he instructs the other three, Baruch Hu, bless Hashem. Basara, Omer Nevarech Lelokeinu. If there are 10 people creating the Zimun, so the one leading the Zimun adds the praise of Lelokeinu, let us bless our God. Basara Vahu, Omer Baruch Hu. If there are 11, so then the one leading, again, instructs the others, Baruch Hu, to bless Hashem. If there are 11, if there are 11 thousands, here the Meforshim explain that this is another opinion that suggests that once you reach the number 10, so it doesn't matter if you have 11, doesn't matter if you have 1,100, 11,000, 100,000, it's all the same. You say Nevarech Elokeinu or Baruch Hu. Mishnah continues, another opinion, Bimeya, no, if you have 100, there is a different formulation. Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu. You add Lashem, let us bless Hashem our God. Bimeya Vahu, if there are 101, so the one leading the Zimun instructs the others, Omer Baruch Hu, he tells those, Baruch Hu, bless Hashem. But Elef, if there are 1,000, Omer Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu Yisrael. You add even more, you say, let us bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel, the Elephahu, but if there are 1,001, Omer Baruch Hu, the one leading it, says Baruch Hu. Beriboy, and if you have 10,000, you add even more, Omer Nevarech, Lashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, you add all these additional phrases, the God of hosts, the one who dwells between the Kruvim, between the cherubs, Alamazon Shachanu, we bless you for the food that we were able to eat. Viribui Vahu, but if there are 10,000 and there's one more, so the extra one who's leading the Zimun, Omer Baruch Hu says Baruch Hu. Ki inyan shumavarech kach onin acharav. And however, the one who initiates whatever he says in terms of his blessing, so the people respond, recite a similar praise in response. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvakos Yoshev HaKruvim Alamazon Sheachalnu. So this is just an example. The Meforshim explained it would apply to any of the other cases that the Mishnah presented. There's always this back and forth. The one who initiates says one praise, and those who respond say the exact same praise. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Lefi Rov HaKakol. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, everything goes according to the size of the number of people who are present. Lafi rov hakol heim mevarchim shenemar b'makelos baruchu l'kim Hashem m'mikor Yisrael. A pasuk in Tehillim that it's going to depend upon how many people are there in terms of what you're going to say, and therefore the response for each one is going to be different, whether 10, 100, 1,000, each is going to be a little different. The phraseology is going to be slightly different. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rabbi Kiva perhaps is that opinion we saw earlier. Mamatzino beis ha-kneses, echad merubin ve'echad mu'atim, omer baruchu es Hashem. No, when it comes to shul, once you reach 10, that's it. It doesn't matter if you have 10 people in shul, you have 1,000 people come to a shul, 100 people. You always say the same thing. The Chazan always says, Baruch Hu es Hashem, blessed is Hashem, makes no distinction the number of people. Similarly with the Zimun, you say, Nevarech Hashem, Nevarech Elokeinu, and you make no distinction. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and Rabbi Shmuel just comments on that expression of what exactly you say in Shul. It's not Baruch Hu es Hashem, but rather what we do today, Baruch Hu es Hashem, Hamvorach. Blessed is God, the one who is blessed. The next Mishnah Dalad. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad. Three people who ate a meal together, Ein Rishayim L'chalek. They cannot leave, they cannot split up, but rather they need to create a Zeman. They can't bench by themselves without a Zeman. V'chein Arba V'chamisha. If you have 4 and 5, they need to join together and to create a Zeman. Shisha, if you have 6 people wait together, so then Nechleku Ad Asara. Then they can split up, because then you can still have a Zeman. You can have 3 go one place, 3 go another place, and each one can have an appropriate Zeman. Ad Asara, until you reach the number 10. V'asara, once you have 10 people there, Einan Rishayim Einan Nechalkin, they cannot split up. Ad Shu Esim, until you have 20. Because if there's 20, then each one can create the added Zeman of adding the expression Elokeinu. Happens to be the Mefarshim here discuss, you're allowed to split up if you have 6, 3, and 3, or if you have 20, 10, and 10, but is that advised? Is that recommended? It could be that it's not appropriate because you're going to compromise the idea of Berov Am Hadras Melech, the Pasuk in Mishlei, that the more people present, the more glory God receives. And so some of the Mefarshim here, the Melech Shlomo, the Magen Avram, La Halacha, recommend that this should not take place ideally. The Taz has a different opinion regarding the matter, but that's the question. Is this appropriate or is this just optional? And finally, the last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Hey, Shtei Chaburos, Shehayu Ochlin, B'Bayis Echad. If you have 2 different groups eating in, they're different tables, they're in one house, they're in one home, eating a meal at the same time. Bisman Shemiksas and Roan Elu Aselu, if they, although they're at different tables, but they can see one another, Hari Elu Mitzdarf and Lezimun, they can join together to create a Zimun, Vim Lav, but if they can't see one another, they're in the same house, but they can't see one another when they eat, Elu Mizamna La'atman, Elu Mizamna La'atman. Each one has to create its own separate Zimun. So if you have 5 in one area and 5 in the other area, if they can see each other, they can join together and they can make add the extra phrase Elokeinu. But if each one is separate, so then you have to 5 will do their own Zeman, the other 5 will do their own Zeman. Ein bevarchen al yayin ad shitin l'sochum amayim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'chamim omrim bevarchen. And the Mishnah concludes with an issue that's not completely related to what it said previously, but we know that we use a cup of wine ideally when we lead a Zeman, and we've already learned that you make a Bari Pri Gafen when you have a cup of wine. But what happens if the wine, it was like in the old days, it was a very thick wine that wasn't really all that tasty, and it was very hard to drink, and it really was compromised. Would that deserve a Bari Pri HaGafen, where it's not so pleasant to drink such a... They used to dilute the wine with a significant amount of water to make it more pleasant and easier able to digest. So what happens if you didn't put the water into it? So Rabbi Eliezer says you don't make a Bari Pri HaGafen. You actually would probably make a Bari Pri Eitz. It's so thick with the grape, you'd make a Bari Pri Eitz. The Chamer Om Mevarchem, the Chamer say, no, even in that case, you still could recite a Bari Pri HaGafen, because at the end of the day, the Gemara explains that some people would use it in certain circumstances, and therefore, though not ideal and not the most pleasant, perhaps, type of drink, not the wine you normally want to consume, nonetheless, it would require a Bari Pri HaGafen. That concludes the 7th parak.